Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics.
March 29th, 1848. For the first time in recorded history, Niagara Falls stopped flowing. An ice jam in the Niagara River above the rim of the falls caused the water to stop. On March 29, 1951, the RKO Pantages Theater in Los Angeles hosted the 23rd Annual Academy Awards. Best Picture was All About Eve. It won 6 Oscars in all, including Best Supporting Actor for George Sanders. The Best Actor Award went to Jose Ferrer for Cyrano de Bergerac. And the Best Actress was voted to be Judy Holliday for Born Yesterday. Best Supporting Actress was Josephine Hull for Harvey. The Best Song Oscar was awarded to Ray Evans and Jay Livingston for the Nat King Cole classic
Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, men have named you.
Mona Lisa from Captain Carey, USA. March 29th, 1951.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The King and I, opened on Broadway. It starred Yul Brynner in the role of the King of Siam.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The show ran for a total of 1,246 outstanding performances at New York's St. James Theater. On March 29, 1976...
They was giving me 10,000 watts a day, you know, and I'm hot to trot. Next woman takes me on, is going to light up like a pinball machine and pay off in silver dollars.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was the big winner at the 48th Annual Academy Awards. It won Best Picture and also the Best Actor honor for Jack Nicholson and Best Actress honor for Louise Fletcher. The Best Supporting Actor nod went to 80-year-old George Burns for The Sunshine Boys. And Best Supporting Actress was Lee Grant in Shampoo. March 29, 1982. Fond memories surface as we remember the 54th Annual Academy Awards presented this day at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, Los Angeles. Johnny Carson acted as host for the party. Two of America's most revered performers, Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn, scored Best Actor and Best Actress honors in On Golden Pond.
Hello. You're welcoming us back.
Oh, yes, thanks.
The Best Picture was Chariots of Fire. On March 29, 1989... The 61st Annual Academy Awards Ceremony was presented at the Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles. Rain Man was awarded Best Picture Oscar with his star Dustin Hoffman scoring as Best Actor.
Of course, this is definitely not my room, and I don't have my tapioca for putting in a bed in the wrong place. That's definitely not my bed.
Best Actress was Jodie Foster for The Accused. The Best Supporting Actor Oscar went to Kevin Kline for A Fish Called Wanda. And the Best Supporting Actress was Gina Davis in The Accidental Tourist. March 29, 1993. Hollywood was all aglitter again for the 65th Annual Academy Awards extravaganza. Billy Crystal hosted the show for the 4th straight year. Clint Eastwood was honored with 2 Oscars for Best Picture and Best Director for his Unforgiven. He starred in, directed, and produced the gritty Western, which also won an award for Best Supporting Actor Gene Hackman. Best Actor was Al Pacino for Scent of a Woman.
Hoo-ah.
And the Best Actress prize went to Emma Thompson for Howard's End. Marissa Tomei took home the award for Best Supporting Actress for My Cousin Vinny.
Well, I hate to bring it up because I know you got enough pressure on you already, but we agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
The number one record on this date in 1957 was...
When all I want is party, doll, come along with me when I'm feeling wild, to be ever loving, true and fair, to run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll.
Party Doll by Buddy Knox. And that's Rewind for March 29, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.